Can't we all just get along? That's what Rodney King said back in the day, and it is just as true today as it was then. And in fact, some of the rioting that's been going on in the streets after the election results came in are very reminiscent of Rodney King and his rioting. So today, welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. We're going to be talking about post-election chaos. And what to do about it. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. I'm here to help you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. Now, what does terrorism have to do with the elections, you say? A lot. Because terrorists, ISIS, it has been putting out word, they are dancing in the streets because of all our post-election rioting, anger, turning against each other. This is a dream come true for them. They can save money on bombs. They don't have to figure out ways to attack America because we're attacking each other. Now, this has got to stop. You can't let your anger divide you from your family, your friends, your coworkers, even strangers. Certainly, it's understandable that there's a lot of anger. Half the country approximately voted one way and half voted the other way. In fact, to be fair, actually, Hillary got more of the popular vote. So there's a whole big shock that Trump won. And I will admit, despite my having done podcasts and social media and my radio show and lots of things, television appearances, lots of things to try to put across my opinion as to why I thought Trump would be best for the country. I was surprised that, in fact, he actually won myself because I was concerned about the election getting hacked or somehow not revealing, reflecting the truth of the voters. Now, just to be right up front, as you hopefully know from listening or watching previous things that I've done talking about the election, the main reason why I was pro-Trump was because of his stance on terrorism. And as the terrorist therapist, the most important thing to me that I think this country is facing is protecting ourselves from terrorists. So, but even I watched the election results with a bunch of friends, and as I was driving over to my friend's house, I was listening to the results starting to come in on the radio in California. I was listening in California to the results coming in from the parts of the country where they were already starting to come in, and it was about 50-50, and I thought, huh, that's pretty good. Trump's still hanging in there. And then I got to the party that was watching the election, and as the states kept coming in one after the other going towards Trump, I mean, of course I was happy, but it was shocking. I think Trump himself was shocked. I think when he woke up the next morning, he couldn't believe it. He thought it was a dream. So in any case, that is what the votes came in as, and I think part of what is fueling this unrest, the post-election unrest, it's a result of the fact that that Hillary did get the popular vote, and it seems unfair that our country is still stuck on this electoral college system, and where that doesn't necessarily reflect the popular vote. In fact, we had the same kind of situation a few years back with the Gore-Lieberman ticket. And I, by the way, voted for Gore and Lieberman. Of course I wanted a Lieberman in the White House. And so I was stuck in that whole void while the votes were being recounted and there was the hanging chads and all of that. So I get it. And yes, you know, Gore got the popular vote and he didn't get the presidency, so I understand the frustration. The other reason why people are so angry. I mean, aside from the fact that, yes, of course, a lot of people are very angry at because of things that Donald Trump has said, and because people are kind of taking it to an extreme and thinking that, you know, people are afraid, people are scared. And when we're scared, we sometimes express that fear in anger rather than saying I'm scared. But part of the problem, a big part of the problem, is because of this shock. You know, it's not like, I mean, if Trump had been, if you looked at the polls throughout the pretty much the whole campaign, I mean, other than during the primaries, of course, when he won the Republican nomination, then we saw him, you know, he eventually got up in the polls and won the nomination. But when once there were the two candidates nominated, pretty much 95-99% of the polls, pretty much all along, except for slight spikes, were saying that Hillary was in the lead. Now, in part, that was due to media bias for Hillary, but in part, it was due to a psychological phenomenon called socially acceptable answers. And that is when people are polled, they know what the socially acceptable answer is. And in this case, it was Hillary. You know, when they were asked, who are you voting for? They knew that it was more socially acceptable to say, I'm voting for Hillary. And that's what they said. And that's what the polls reflected. So that made it felt like the election was stolen, that Trump stole the election because he wasn't supposed to win. All the polls have been telling us, you know, for months that Hillary was going to win. So that's part of it, too. Why it seems so unfair, and it seems unstolen, and it seems like something fishy happened, or you know, and that's very unfortunate, of course. But we can't let this divide our country. And we can't make ourselves, with all of these, not just the protests, the rioting in the streets and so on, but even the quieter kinds of things that are going on, just individual, person to person, people who are furious at the other people who voted for Trump. And these divisions, these, you know, families and friendships and coworkers and all of this that is not healthy for this country. And it's making us more vulnerable to terrorists. It's making their wish come true. Now, if Hillary had won, there probably would have been riots too. It's not just because Trump won. But either way, we can certainly express our opinion, our disappointment and our anger and, you know, but not to the point of disrupting friendships and disrupting the streets. I mean, I quoted Rodney King at the beginning, and really when you take a look at some of these, the video from what's going on in the streets, it's like the Rodney King riots. So, I know it doesn't help, and I know there's a backlash if I say, whoa, everybody, just calm down. I mean, I agree that people need to express their disagreement with things that Trump has said, but in a productive way. Join the Democratic Party, or become active if you are already in it. Become active in the party. Make some of the things, you know, there are going to be lots of things voted on in Congress after Trump takes office. So you can still have your voice heard. It's just that when you're rioting in the streets, it's hard for people to really get your message. I mean, yes, you're angry, and yes, the signs, of course, say things that make it clear what you don't like. But, you know, signs like not my president, signs like don't grab my, you know what. But that's really not productive. It's much more productive to be contacting your congressman when things are being voted on, when issues come up, and let them know what you think. You know, Trump isn't, it's not a dictatorship. He does still have to go through Congress. And so you still have ways of making your voices heard. Now, I had a very upsetting experience the day after the election. I mean, of course, I was thrilled, you know, at the outcome. But the next day, the next morning, I looked at my Facebook page, and lo and behold, there was a post from a long-lost cousin with whom, during my whole life, I can't remember ever talking politics with. I mean, you know, we were like sisters. We grew up like sisters. And yes, we were talking about dolls and stuff back in the day. But even when we got to be adults, I can't remember one time when we talked about politics. I wouldn't have known what political party, I wouldn't have known who she was voting for. And so I, when I saw her post there, a rageful, full of rage post, berating me for voting for Trump, supporting Trump, you know, as I had done in various articles and podcasts and videos that I posted to Facebook and other social media. So, you know, she knew that I supported him. But so, you know, she picked really personal things to say that she couldn't believe, you know, why I voted for him or why I supported him. For example, she said, "You have a daughter. How could you want to have a president who hates women when you have a daughter growing up in this country?" Well, first of all, I don't think Trump hates women, but I'm not going to get into defending Trump. The election is over. But you know, that was a personal thing. Then I didn't want to, the election is over, so I didn't want to come back at her with anything to defend Trump or to say what I thought about his feelings towards women. But instead I was saying, I said, wow, you know, like I don't want to, the politics are not more important than our relationship. And then she wrote something about, and Trump, I don't know if she said hates immigrants or, you know, he has this policy against immigrants. Did you forget your roots? Our grandparents were immigrants coming to this country. So all these things that she brought up that were very personal, and I love it on Facebook when people get into really personal things. I mean, I don't, not when it's, when it's talking about me bringing personal things up. But in any case, that was sort of the least of it. But, you know, did you forget your roots? Of course I didn't forget my roots. I'm very proud of my grandparents who were immigrants from Russia and from Poland. But, you know, that's not what Trump was saying. But again, I answered her. In fact, this time I wouldn't defend Trump again. I was just more upset about our relationship. All of a sudden, you know, politics was getting into our relationship. And I said, was your Facebook page hacked? Because I couldn't believe that it was her. You know, we've written very nice things to each other on Facebook, little comments and stuff. And all of a sudden this was like, you know, from nowhere. It was like, who is this and what did you do with my cousin? So anyhow, that's an example of just how crazy all of this is getting. Even, you know, meetings, so the one of the things that's always shocking and kind of unfortunate is when you meet a friend for lunch or, you know, when you're talking to a friend and you think, you assume that they were voting for who you were voting for, and then all of a sudden you start talking, and all of a sudden you both realize that no, you're talking about opposite things here. It's really, you know, but then the best thing to do is to just kind of let it go, it's not worth ruining friendships or relationships of any kind. over politics. Yes, it's fine to express your opinion, but not to the point of it getting personal and rageful. So, there are lots of, I think the whole country needs anger management is what really needs to happen. What's been happening, not only have there been rioting in the streets, but there have been things like at schools where people, the unfortunate thing is that people are taking things that Trump said and taking them out of context, and people who have their own prejudices against women or against minorities are just taking this opportunity. You know, that some kids are having, or not just kids, some people are having signs that say white power. People are taking this opportunity. Of course, it didn't help that the KKK newspaper backed Trump, but he didn't ask them to back him. I'm sure he would have rather that they hadn't. But what's happening is that some people are taking this opportunity to express their own hatred towards minorities and women and so on. And there are incidents that are happening all over the country. For example, a student at the University of Wisconsin was beaten to death. And this was before the election results came in. This was just, you know, leading up to the election. Schools have got to nip these things in the bud, as do workplaces. People need to be punished for expressing their own bigoted ideas or misogynistic ideas. And don't use the excuse that this is, you know, what Trump wants. This is not at all what Trump wants. He talked about illegal aliens. He didn't mean that all people from Mexico or other countries should be sent home. Even the ban on Muslims, it was to entering the country. It was more about vetting Muslims, vetting people from lands where there is overwhelming terrorism, to make sure that the people who are coming into the country from whatever our country, from whatever country, are terrorists. Like, duh. You know, there's really, we have to do that. And again, not all Muslims are terrorists, not all terrorists are Muslims, but certainly people coming from countries like Syria or Iraq do need to have a little closer scrutiny, but really from all countries, because terrorists are going into all countries. So anyhow, we need anger management. You can start by sharing comfort food with your friends and family and coworkers. You know, I've been talking about how we shouldn't binge on comfort food, but, you know, to share a little comfort food with people who disagreed with you in the elections, and they can't talk politics and you can't talk politics when your mouth is full. And there are all kinds of things you can do. Meditate, take walks, rescue a puppy or a kitten. You can volunteer. You can do your part to make this country great again. So let me read a letter that I have here from Delphine. Dear Terrorist Therapist, I'm a woman and I'm angry. I can't believe that my country voted for Donald Trump for president. I wanted to see a woman president in my lifetime. I'm really scared. I have 3 daughters. If they get pregnant and want an abortion, is Trump going to stop them? Will we have to move to another country to get an abortion? Well, Delphine, certainly I get it that we would all like, well, no, I guess maybe not we all, but certainly most women, I think, would like to see a woman president in their lifetime. Certainly I'll speak for myself. I would like to see a woman president, but not just any woman, not for the sake of it being a woman. It has to be, you know, a woman that we can all be proud of. And as far as abortion is concerned, to be honest, Trump has vacillated, has kind of been vague or gone back and forth, said somewhat contradictory things about abortion. And really, I think a lot of it, the things that he was saying against abortion, I think a lot of it had to do with trying to make the people happy in his, in the Republican Party, who are so anti-abortion. Now, I think that political parties should not have anything to do with religion or abortion. You know, that is a personal decision. I am pro-abortion. That was, pro-abortion, pro-choice. That was one of the things that I agreed with Hillary on. But again, for me, the terrorist issue, protecting us from terrorism, was the most important. But getting back to Donald Trump, if you really listen clearly to you know, and it was hard because he did kind of waffle, but what he really did say, ultimately, was that it was up to the states to decide. So I don't think you're going to have to move to another country. You may have to move to another state. Well, we all need to just calm down, express our views in more peaceful ways, give the guy a chance. Don't let us be more vulnerable to terrorism by breaking ourselves apart, warring within ourselves. Even President Obama invited Trump to the White House, and they, you know, the reports of that were very encouraging. Was Trump gritting through his teeth? In were they both gritting through their teeth in making nice with each other? Probably yes, at least to some extent. But they did it for the good of the country. Similarly, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when Trump's wife Melania sat down with Michelle Obama. Melania probably represents much of what Michelle Obama does not like. So, but I think that they were gracious to each other as well. I mean, I'm sure Melania was scared stiff. But anyhow, they were cordial to each other as well. Again, for the good of the country. So, give him a chance, give Trump a chance to take office. If you disagree with what he does, you can call your congressman, you can become active in politics. Please, let's work together, and let's not let the terrorists win. Well, thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist. And just remember, the most important enemy, the people who really want to hurt us, are the terrorists. We shouldn't be hurting each other.